Chapter 24. And when Balaam saw that it pleased Yahweh to increase Israel, he went not, as at other times, to seek to do sorcery, but he set his face towards the wilderness. And Balaam lifted up his eyes, and he saw Israel encamped tribe by tribe, and the Ruach of Elohim came upon him. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of El, the power, which saw the vision of the El Shaddai falling into a trance, but having his eyes open. How goodly are your tents, O Yaakov, and your tabernacles, O Israel, as the valleys are they spread forth, as gardens by the riverside, as the trees of aloes which Yahweh has planted, and as cedar trees beside Zamaim. He shall pour the Maim out of his buckets, and his seed shall be many Maim, and his sovereign shall be exalted over Agag, and his kingdom shall be exalted. It is El who brought him forth out of Mitzrayim. He has it with the strength of a young bull. He shall eat up the nations, his enemies, and shall break their bones, and pierce them through with his arrows. He couched, he swooped down as an attacking eagle, and as a great lion who shall stir him up. Those who increase you will be increased, and those who curse you will be cursed. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam, and he beat his hands together. And Balak said to Balaam, I called you to curse my enemies, and instead you have increased them these three times. Therefore, now flee from here to your place. I thought to promote you to great respect, but behold, Yahweh has kept you back from respect. And Balaam said to Balak, Did I not speak to your messengers and said this? If Balak would give me his baith full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of Yahweh to do either good or bad of my own mind. But whatever Yahweh says, that will I speak. And now behold, I go to my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise you what this people shall do to your people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam, the son of Beor, has said, and the man whose eyes are open has said, he has said, which heard the words of El, and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty, who falls down, but having eyes wide open. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not near. There shall come a star out of Yaakov, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies, and Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Yaakov shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remained of the city. And when he looked on Amalek, he took up his parable and said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be that he perishes forever. And he looked on the Keni, and took up his parable and said, Strong is your dwelling place, and you put your nest in a rock. Nevertheless, the Keni shall be wasted, until Ashur shall carry you away captive. And he took up his parable and said, Alas, who shall live when El does this? And ships shall come from the coast of Kittim, and shall afflict Ashur, and shall afflict Ever, and he also shall perish forever. And Balaam rose up and went, and returned to his place, and Balak also went his way.